From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A former member of the Trump administration pleads guilty. U.S. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor Michael Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal investigators over his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Flynn's guilty plea on Friday is yet another indication the former aide is cooperating with a special counsel investigation into Russia's 2016 presidential election meddling and possible collusion with the Trump campaign. In a statement, Flynn said, "Through my faith in God, I am working to set things right." Zimbabwe's newly installed president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has appointed senior military officials to top posts in his cabinet. The announcement was made late Thursday on a state-run television channel. Despite a promise to reach out to the opposition, President Mnangagwa only appointed loyalists, according to Lovemore Maduku, a University of Zimbabwe law professor. Maduku worries the new president appointed more than the limit of 5 non-parliamentarians allowed under the Constitution.
It's unconstitutional. He's breaching the Constitution. The Constitution is very clear. You have a maximum of 5 people that are not from Parliament. But as long as a person is a minister and they will draw salary from the public purse, they are appointed by the president, that person must be from Parliament. Now we've seen that there are 8 or 10 and so forth. What is more disturbing is why that will be done, because the provision is very clear. It has never been breached before.
Former President Robert Mugabe, who ruled the Southern African country for 37 years, resigned under pressure last week after he was removed from power by the military and lost support of lawmakers. This is VOA News. An attack in northwestern Pakistan has left 9 people dead and more than 35 others injured. Pakistani police said a group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a government agriculture research center and adjoining university hostel in Peshawar. Police and counterterrorism units began a rescue operation, and the gunfight with terrorists lasted several hours and killed 3 militants. Many of the victims of Friday's attacks were students, and those being treated in city hospitals did receive bullet injuries, doctors said. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban took credit for ordering the deadly assault. More news related to Pakistan. U.S. Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis is expected to pressure Pakistan to end its alleged ties to militant groups when he visits the country as part of a 4-nation tour that begins on Friday. Pakistan denies sheltering militants. Terrorism also will be a main focus of Mattis's stop in Egypt, which last week suffered what officials called the deadliest terror attack in the country's modern history. Mattis's trip also includes stops in Kuwait and Jordan. Pope Francis asked for forgiveness from Rohingya Muslim refugees for all their suffering on Friday. The pontiff saying here, "Now I appeal to your large hearts to give us the forgiveness that we are asking." The pontiff, who is on a tour of Asia, has been in Bangladesh since Thursday. He has been criticized by human rights activists for not specifically mentioning the Rohingyas while previously in Myanmar. That changed Friday when the Pope greeted and blessed a group of Rohingya refugees during an emotional meeting in Dhaka, in which he held their hands and listened to their stories. He asked them for forgiveness on behalf of those persecuted and hurt them. U.S. Senator Jeff Flake now says he will vote for the Republicans' massive $1.5 trillion tax bill. In return for his yes vote, he says he has obtained a commitment to pass legislation that would safeguard almost 800,000 undocumented young people who were brought to the U.S. as children. Flake's vote has helped put the tax bill on track for passage. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters, quote, "We have the votes." Clashes broke out Friday between riot police and opposition supporters in Honduras. This as the counting of votes in a cliff-hanging presidential election rolled into a fifth day. Police say 12 civilians were injured and some were injured by gunfire. Current President Juan Orlando Hernandez, who is seeking re-election despite a constitutional ban on a second term, holds a 1.5% lead over leftist rival Salvador Nasralla. 94% of the vote has been counted, according to the Supreme Election Tribunal. That's all for now. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.